It's like you're 3 years old and you learn my emotions are not going to be acceptable. Let me suppress them. And it literally gets suppressed that you don't even consciously register you're having any feelings about this at all. So people are like, is that okay with you? Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's great. But are you actually tapped into your body? Because your wisdom is going to communicate with you through your body.
Hey, midlifers, welcome to the Midlife Makeover Show. Are you ready to break free from your mundane midlife? Are you feeling trapped in a vicious cycle of rinse and repeat days? No matter if you're experiencing a divorce hangover, job burnout, or you just have the midlife blues, I got you. Hey, I'm Wendy, your hostess of the Midlife Mostess. I too was hit by midlife like a freight train. I too felt stuck in the same dull chapter. I wanted the clarity of how to create a new life beyond divorce and the courage to leave an unfulfilling career. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't worthy and it was just easier to stay in my comfort zone until I found a little secret, the freedom to live my life my way. In this podcast, you will learn how to achieve a vibrant midlife mind and body, how to create solid relationships through love and loss, and how to create an awesome second half of life. Grab your grande latte, pop in your earbuds, and let's get this midlife party started. Hi, I'm Wendy Valentine, host of the Midlife Makeover Show. Today, I want to share something personal with you. At 45, my world turned upside down. I was going through a divorce, battling depression, grieving the loss of my brother, and dealing with chronic illness. But I want to tell you about a turning point in my journey, therapy. Speaking to a therapist was a lifeline for me. It was a safe space where I could express my pain and start to find my way back to joy and hope. That's why I'm thrilled to introduce today's sponsor, BetterHelp, the world's largest therapy service. BetterHelp offers professional licensed therapists who are available online at your convenience. You can message your therapist anytime or schedule live sessions via video, phone, or chat. I believe in the power of therapy because it helped me navigate the toughest times of my life. If you're going through a tough time or just need someone to talk to, I encourage you to try BetterHelp. As a listener of the Midlife Makeover Show, you can get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/midlife or choose the Midlife Makeover Show during signup. Welcome back to the Midlife Makeover Show. In today's episode, we are joined by returning guest, Dr. Kim DeRamo. I love that last name. A distinguished physician, best-selling author of The Mind-Body Toolkit, and the visionary founder of the American Institute of Mind-Body Medicine. Dr. DeRamo brings her extensive expertise in mind-body medicine, developed through personal battles with some severe anxiety and an autoimmune disease, which she overcame through self-healing techniques after being told she'd rely on medications indefinitely. Me too. Today, we delve into an intriguing topic, how chronic illness, fatigue, or anxiety can be viewed not just as ailments, but as invitations to live from a deeper, more authentic place, allowing the body to initiate its own healing processes. Dr. Kim will also give us a sneak peek into her upcoming workshop on May 16th. Ooh, that's coming up like in a few days, which will further explore how embracing these conditions as opportunities can lead to profound personal healing and transformation. Prepare to be inspired by her insights and practical guidance on tapping into your body's inherent ability to heal and thrive. Let's get started and unlock the potential within. Please welcome Dr. Kim to the show. I actually got through that intro. I was telling Dr. Kim, I've been so out of breath because I'm at an elevation of like 4,000 and I have such a hard time. I'm like, oh, and I got new glasses. So I'm like trying to read and I'm trying to breathe. So, you know, and I just have to embrace all of it.
That's one thing about you that's so beautiful. You are an embrace.
Thank you.
You embrace your moment, which is why you shine. While you're in peace, it comes across.
Yeah. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see my Wonder Woman
Glasses, are they just not the cutest things on the planet? I got them from Pair Eyewear. They're so cool, but they're like little clips. They just clip on. So neat. Anyways, welcome back. I think it was like maybe a year or so ago you were on the, I think we did an Instagram Live for some reason. I feel like we did. Yeah, which was so cool. Yeah, because you got to show everyone the tapping, and which we're going to talk about. So take us back a little bit. I want to learn more about your anxiety, depression, and the autoimmune disease that you went through and how you overcame that.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about, you know, when no one else can help you heal. I was very young. It wasn't even in the vernacular. You know, now everyone, oh, I have so much anxiety. Oh, I'm so anxious. Like, it's no big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I'm so depressed today.
I'd never heard a single person say this. I was very young. I had no idea what was wrong with me, but I would just feel like, you know, I'm falling out of a 20-story building and I'm just sitting there in class. So this was in college. I had these panic attacks. I had this, like, I could feel like my whole system, my energy open, my mind open. And it was like everything happening at once. It was a very surreal experience. I didn't realize it was a spiritual awakening until much later. However, I did know I could hear people think, I could feel people's energy, I could know what was going on emotionally. Like, that had always been there. I was always what you'd now call empathic, but I didn't know, there was no word for that. And then this was just like a meta level of that, that was greatly, greatly heightened through this kind of spiritual experience. But there was a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of panic attacks. I got put on medications. I was seeing psychiatrists. And as I sat there with these like Harvard degree doctors, I realized like, oh, nobody gets what is actually happening here. They've got words for it. They've got terms for it. They're trying to medicate it. I don't think that is the perspective of what's actually going on. And so very early on, I realized you got to shut up. You got to fly under the radar. You got to pull it off like you're just a normal person and find your people. When you find your people, then you're going to get this whole thing solved and figured out and like digested. And I think that's the thing with trauma. We have something that we experience, but we cannot digest it. So we're holding it, And it's traumatic, meaning heavy and like maybe toxic or detrimental to the system until we digest it. And it doesn't mean that that has to be that experience has to be traumatic for the rest of our lives. We can digest it. We can decipher it. We can process it. Your body knows how to do that. And it's gone. It's resolved. It's not who you are anymore. So it's not like, well, I'm a kid. It's like, okay, I went, or for me personally, I do not consider myself an autoimmune disease survivor. Yeah, that was something that happened. I'm radically changed as a result. You are with any experience. In a way that has made me stronger. And so many people I've worked with who have had cancer, even stage 4 cancer, when you do this digestive processing, you let yourself receive what is in this experience for me. You let your system unpack it and it actually resolves the dis-ease. You come out on the other side of that a different person, more grounded, more strong, more aware of who you are, more capable and courageous of taking action based on that truth, more clarity of what that really means. So, you know, I would say within the disease lies the antidote for the healing. Yeah.
I was just thinking about that one book, The Body Keeps the Score. And when you were talking about digesting it, I've never really heard it put that way. But like with trauma, and I had experienced so much trauma in my life. And after I saw my brother pass away, I was like 45 years old. So like 6 years ago. And that's when I really started, the first time in my life, had experienced a severe depression and panic attacks, which I was just like, what is this? And I think it's like, it feels so out of control. Like you can't like get a grasp, you know, you can't grasp it. And I feel like with mental health issues, what's so different, it's not like, it's almost like an opinion of a doctor. You know what I mean? It's not like they have proof, like with cancer or some type of disease or something. You know what I mean? So it's almost like, okay, maybe I mean, for me, I was like, am I going crazy? Like, what is happening? And it would just spin out of control. And then my body would react. And I'm like, what is happening? good. And then it would just snowball. So
well,
it was
and then you learn a lot of management. There's a lot of ways people will have, like, here's how you manage that autoimmune disease. Here's how you manage that cancer or fill in the blank panic attacks. And well, but now you're still carrying it. You haven't digested it. You haven't resolved it. You're still going to have to manage that. Or just like, here's how you have to eat for the rest of your be able to run again. You know, I was told I'd be on medications for life from this autoimmune disease. My joints would degenerate. I'd never run again. There was all kinds of stuff like, yeah, here's what's going on. And here's your progress. It's going to just progress and get worse. And I thought like, that's not my truth. That's not the truth about what's actually happening. That's not the highest perspective for me about what to do here. And literally after I let go of that whole medical perspective. And I was in medical school, but and see something higher and the whole thing unwound itself within days when I really connected within myself and started listening to be receptively listening as opposed to like, how do I make it go away? What's wrong with me over this? It was like, no, how do I let this in so the energy can move through and it's not here anymore? And it was
It's almost like you'll have like a panic attack from the panic attack. You'll have anxiety from anxiety or depression from depression. You know what I mean? Like as a result of, instead of like going, okay, wait, this is happening. And I think, you know, looking back for me in my 20s and 30s, like I was raising kids, I had to have my shit together. I had to go, okay, no, I can figure this out. I don't have time for anxiety. I don't have time for depression. And eventually, the body keeps the score. Eventually that stuff catches up with you, like you said, right? And like something will just trigger it. And then it all hits at once. And I feel like maybe that's why people in their 40s and 50s, like it'll all of a sudden just like, whoa, like, and it's just so overwhelming that you can't, I mean, you can actually get it under control. But at first it's like, it when it first hits you, it's just so shocking to the system.
That's the difference between like the breakdown and a breakthrough. Am I having a breakdown? You're going to be like, oh my God, this is a breakdown. And I mean, it's not fun to go through that, but it always indicates you've outgrown the operating system you're functioning from. So if you're functioning from an operating system of like, I got to hold it together, I got to be strong. And now your system's actually like gone into more freedom than that. And you're like, nah, we got to let this go. It's going to have a breakdown where those that doesn't work for you anymore. You're like, I can't manage work, or even in your relationships, you're like, oh my gosh, it's hitting the fan, things are falling apart, and you've like up leveled, and maybe the person in your relationship needs to up level as well, and they'll go there with it. But you've somewhere consciously or unconsciously made a decision to go higher, and it's going to invite in all new people in relationship. Like what happened for me in the last year with my business, a lot of people fell away, all new people came in who are so supportive of me. Their energy actually takes me higher. And in my last few months, I've been more creative than ever before in my life. But in the beginning, it was like a breakdown. It was so scary. And you kind of think, what's wrong? Oh no. You have to remember every breakdown is actually a breakthrough, and then trust your system. It knows.
Yes. And once you have those tools, then you'll always carry that little toolbox with you in life where you can, because breakdowns are bound to happen. Like shit's going to hit the fan eventually in the next 50 years of your life. More stuff is going to happen. You know what I mean? And if you think about it, even traumatic stuff, unfortunately, but like our parents, you know, unfortunately will be passing away, and friends, family, it's like, oh my gosh. And then when those things happen, you have to be able to go, okay, let me grab my toolbox. You know, like, let's get started. And I think the biggest thing is, like you were mentioned earlier, about embracing it. And it's okay to be sad. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to have a shitty day. Like, I mean, I'm a recovering perfectionist, y'all. I mean, I used to be like, everything's fine. You know, like, remember like on the Friends episode, I can't remember, he's like, everything's fine. Like that was me, because I wasn't allowed to have a bad day. I didn't give myself permission to have a bad day. Now I'm like, yep, I'm having a shitty day. Yep. Yeah. It's okay. And actually just facing that is like, huh, like it's okay. It's normal.
a lot of us learned it at such a young age that it gets ingrained. Yeah. Like the elephants learn they can't go over this little small barrier. And they're like, okay, I've concluded this. I've tried every way I can. It's not going to happen. And then they grow up and they're big, strong elephants. They could break it. They could bite it. They could walk right over it. But the conclusions are already in the nervous system. And that's what happens too. It's not just like, hey, I'm raising kids. And then we forget to turn that off. It's like you're 3 years old and you learn my emotions are not going to be acceptable. Let me suppress them. And it literally gets suppressed that you don't even consciously register you're having any feelings about this at all. So people are like, is that okay with you? Oh yeah, yeah, that's fine. That's great. But are you actually tapped into your body? Because your wisdom is going to communicate with you through your body. And if you're breathing all the way down to your pelvis, you cannot tell a lie. You cannot betray yourself. You cannot live a false life. You cannot create disease. You cannot live on the hamster wheel and pretend like it's okay. You are going to find a way to create what is true for you, what is truly in your joy and what is truly in your authentic. Who am I really here to be? And you will live breathing. You know, a body well breathed is not a body that can become sick or can live a false life. Toxic.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of us talk about having freedom in life. Like, what does that really mean? You know, like, what does freedom mean? It means it's kind of like the word success. Like, what does that mean? But if you're so right, like, if you have that freedom within your body, it's like, oh my God, your whole life is just free. You're just like, ah, you can just be who you are.
Yeah.
So, do you still get triggered?
I do. Yes. I let it be a juicier experience. Like my huge breakthrough yesterday. And it was kind of like, I guess a few weeks in the coming, like I could feel a buildup of some major change. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, and interestingly, today's his 50th birthday. So it's like right on time. We do this exercise together and we, you know, you're connecting in your body, you're feeling what you're feeling, you're seeing what you're seeing. And we have this really intimate communication. And that day, yesterday, it was like, well, I'm just like miffed. Like, I'm just so like, I'm seeing everything negative and I'm just so pissed about it. And so then it's like, well, how do I bring this to the table in a way that actually serves my partner instead of just like, blah, 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 blah. Talent you can develop. And it just brought so much up for both of us. And then we had this huge conversation because he's so grown a lot through this work we do together. And it was like fireworks. I mean, it was like that major like an explosion of some kind of old paradigm we were living that we didn't know we were living, that we've grown out of. And you're kind of like unconsciously in the pattern. And it's like, no, I'm not having any more closure in my system of wherever I'm unconsciously suppressing or don't know how to express what I'm feeling. It just sort of like was a all new level of expression and connection between us. You know, every relationship, I think you got a different intention for like, why are you together? Some people are on default. Well, that's what you do when you turn blah, blah, blah years old is you get married or you win or I don't know. We were very conscious and intentional about like, what is our marriage creating? Why are we doing this? What do we receive from this choice? What does the world receive from this choice? And so it's like a commitment every day. And I think if you're in a relationship like that, you get triggered in ways no one else can trigger you. But it's a full experience. Like it's a matter of, are you a victim to your triggers or are your triggers serving you?
And so exactly.
You get triggered way less, especially my husband, way less, which is such a more peaceful way to live. But I do think like I've let go of trying to be untriggerable because as like a more feminine being, I'm like, all right, I do want to stay sensitive. I do want to stay feeling and receptive. And so that means finding new ways to move that energy. And that's one of the things I brought to help people heal their body is like, how do you move that energy when you're triggered or when you're really feeling a lot and things are intense and how you connect with your wisdom?
Yeah. And, you know, too, it's like not just an invitation, you know, anxiety, depression and triggers, not just an invitation for the relationship with yourself and your body and your mind and your soul, but also with your, like you said, like with your other relationships. It can really make a difference. And I used to think being triggered was such a bad thing. Now I'm in a relationship, I get triggered a lot. And I'm like, okay, how can I? I'm like, this is an invitation. What's underneath this, Wendy? Because I was in a very, very comfortable, cozy marriage where I was never triggered, like rarely. And I used to think like that was, I mean, not to say you like want to be triggered all the time. I'm not saying that, but I have grown so much in this relationship that I'm in now, because it's like, it really gets me to my heart and my soul. I get underneath all that shit that's been sitting there for so long. Right. So how do you actually, where do you start? What are the steps that you can take to heal from some of these things that can happen in life, no matter how small or big?
For me, it's always how fully am I breathing in my body? Because as soon as I go into, you know, if I get triggered, you either go into the closure physiology, which is fight or flight, your tent, your energy centers actually like pull your energy back in. So you have less power, less clarity, less health and vitality, less life force moving through your body. Or even a trigger can be, like I said, an invitation to open. Certainly when you're feeling good, it's easier to be open. Your heart is open. You're like, I'm going to share. I'm going to be open. I'm going to let myself feel this. Your body is soft. But I've, you know, because there's such a strong commitment to be a space of love on the planet, to be a space of healing. That's my intention for myself and for others. It's not just like some altruistic thing. It's we're all connected. Then it's like, help me kind of double down on, will I stay open and soft and breathe fully, even when I'm really triggered, even when things are very, you want to shut down? No, what will it take to stay open when I'm really feeling everything and it's very intense? Well, I'm going to have to allow myself to use my voice and have sound and have breath and have motion and is like perfectly reasonable expression at almost any moment of my day. If that's the organic that's coming up, I've kind of created a life where that's allowed versus, you know, you put yourself in this little box where you could never do that. Oh no. That would scare my children. That would freak out my colleagues. That would just, you know, my family would not know what to do with that. So you kind of set your life up for you. You set your life up to be a healing space for you or not.
Yep. Like Austin Powers would say, better out than in, right? Like to me, I feel like better out than in. And I think of emotion as emotion, energy in motion. And just like you have to move that energy through you. And if it is screaming or just like beating on a pillow, whatever you got to do, get it out, because otherwise your body will cling to it. It'll hang on to it. Like embrace the emotion, but move that emotion through you. Don't let it cling to you. Right. Like I almost think of like a nonstick pan, you know, like let the just slide right off of you, you know?
And that's the digestive has the capacity to move through any energy frequency, whether it's, you know, I used to not be able to walk through Walmart because it was so much low frequency. I'd be like, I couldn't even focus to figure out like, what are we looking for? Why are we here? It was like brain foggy. Well, now because there's less resistance in my system, a trigger is just an indication that there's resistance in your system that isn't. Yeah. So it's not about, I got to avoid that person or that situation. It's resolve. There is holding because it's not serving me. So the trigger is actually a gift to show you to where that resistance is that you otherwise wouldn't see, because it's actually the resistance that makes us sick. This inflammatory state, we then, you know, the end stage of that is like MS or autoimmune disease or, you know, Hashimoto's or ulcerative colitis, or fill in the blank. That's the end stage downstream of this energy discord, dis-ease, where we're out of alignment with our life force. So we're blocking it. Yeah. And so when we remember, like, okay, I'm a creator, my system is creating in every single moment, whether I know it or not. And it's either creating what I do want, prosperity, fluidity, ease, solutions, working themselves out, people, resources, or it's creating what I don't want. And the crazy thing is when people get that unwanted thing, they like double down on their closure. Oh, I just gotta get this handled. And then, you know, somewhere up in the future, let go, or I'll relax, or I'll retire, or I don't know what. But they don't realize like you're actively creating the chaos, yeah, just keeping you going, and you're never going to get there.
Are there sights, sounds, or smells that remind you of a past traumatic event, causing you to fight, flight, or freeze? These physical and emotional responses are called triggers, and they happen to all of us. Triggers can be tricky, but the key is to stop the trigger in its tracks and turn the trigger into a treasure. Just like Dr. Nicole LaPera said, there's nothing negative about being triggered. It's a calling to heal our wounds. To help you heal those wounds, I created a free download called the Trigger to Treasure Technique, where you will learn the 4 steps on how to identify your triggers, how to control your triggers, and how you can move past your past so you can live peacefully in the present moment. Please go to wendyvalentine.com/trigger to receive your free download, and you can begin to turn your triggers into treasures.
What can you do if someone is having like a severe panic attack, anxiety, like it's just like your heart's racing, you're sweating, you're like, oh my God, like, and your mind is just going in circles,
yeah,
and it cannot, you're like, and I've been there before where like you want to escape yourself. Like you can't even get outside of your, like, you, what are there anything?
Yeah. I'm like the queen, yeah, of this, because way back I was diagnosed panic disorder, but there were no like, here's breath work or here's like self-modulation, yeah, or there was nothing. I learned from my body, oh, when I breathe this way, poof, it just dissolves. When I put my attention on this, oh, everything just turns off.
Yeah.
Oh, start thinking about these things, it accelerates. So where you put your attention and what you do with your body. And these are the only two things we ever actually have jurisdiction over, where you put your attention and what you do with your body. And we will have in the workshop on the 16th, a lot more play with this, tools to play with this. How do I master where I put my attention? Do I just meditate all day? How do I master knowing what to do with my body, energy? So we have that on offer, but in brief, your breath is a major thing you're kind of already always doing. And your body is a portal to the now. So if you remember, like when you're in a spin out and you're going to like have a panic attack or, oh my God, I just can't even handle this, go to your body. And so for me, physically touching my body gets me back in my body. The body only lives in the now. And if you do skin on skin, it increases oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine. It decreases your cortisol, inflammation, and stress hormones. You've got the built-in mechanism. So the second is I'll just say, hi, body. It's okay to feel what you're feeling. Because as soon as it's okay to feel what I'm feeling, you're already at a frequency. You're already in less resistance. Even if what you're feeling is still fear or anger or like fill in the blank, resisting what you're feeling or trying to fix what you're feeling is a way lower frequency. And so that's,
yes,
as soon as you let your body know, body, it's okay to feel what you're feeling, you've begun to shift.
Isn't that interesting? And I mean, it's really, it's a, that is self-care. That is self-love. That is saying, I love you. It's totally okay. Like, and coaching yourself through that. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you're in the programming, which is like a thought virus. It's a total false paradigm, or you're in the true self, which lives within you. You were created from that space beyond all that is. And it is still connected with. And so you're either in the programming, which disconnects you from the space you're created from, the life force or chi or kundalini, you can call it whatever you want, or you connecting. So where, when you're triggered, where will you go? Will you go more into closure, doubling down on that fight or flight, which actually creates more chaos? Or will you actually find the courage to open, which is what changes your energy field and allows the resolution?
That actually felt so good. I mean, just touching my neck and like, I was like, I'm just going to say, because you're in touch myself during the show. No, that sounded weird, but you know, I'm like, hey, this feels good. But yeah, if you're out there, you're listening or you're watching, but yeah, just touching your neck and touching, rubbing your arms and your hands and your legs. It's like, oh, it's almost like you forget you have a body sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, oh, right. Or my legs feels good. Yeah.
That's the problem. Then you just become the program.
Yeah, exactly. You're so focused on that rough energy that is trying to, it's stuck basically, right? It's stuck energy.
And yeah, it's not who you are. It's not your nature. Like, let's figure out how to manage my body toolkit is not like more tools to manage your anxiety. Like, I don't know. It's not even your anxiety. It's not your nature.
Yeah.
But what if it dissolves? Your body already knows exactly how to do that. You just got to let it do that. You just got to create the circumstances so that it can heal itself. I'm not a person anymore. So you're not identifying as like, I'm a survivor of blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yes. You can learn the lessons and the strength all freaking day. You just don't have to own the victimhood.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to stay with you for life. I mean, you know, for me, I had severe, you know, panic attacks and anxiety and depression and all of that caught up with me. But when I worked through it, it's not stuck in there. Like, will I get triggered? But yeah, but it's such a short period of time now. Now I'm able to go, gotcha. Like, okay, what do we got to do with this? Let's, you know, do some tapping, do some meditation, do some little things that work for me. But it's not yet. Yeah, you're so right. It's not like you're labeled as I am depressed. I am with depression, you know, like, no, that's not you.
Yeah. Yeah. I've worked with who was a clinical psychologist and has this amazing business with like mental health issues resolve that. And there was a point we were working together and she realized, oh, the system is about wounded healer. I'm broken, so I can help you heal your brokenness. And she realized, wow, when I resolved that in me, I'm not a wounded healer. I'm in my wholeness. She said, I had to change all the clients I was working with because the client there, it's an assumption that everybody actually wants to live in that wholeness. Some people actually still want to identify and manage their brokenness and they can go to a practitioner. It's her business changed because she began to see, oh, here's what I'm actually doing. And I can't, now that I'm not living in brokenness, here's what I'm actually helping you do. I'm helping you remember your wholeness. I'm helping you access the wholeness that comes through you. And so it's such a limitation when we're in a system that requires us to stay broken. And, you know, in the medical system, it's people think it's broken. It's actually working exactly as it was designed to work. It's not a public health system. It's a disease care system. So it's designed to help you be sick. If you're ever going to be healthy, you'll still have diabetes or heart disease. We're just going to help you like not die today. And what happens though, as a practitioner in that model, if you're here to do something in a higher frequency, it's going to wear on you and you might call it burnout and let me go to a retreat and handle my burnout and then right back in and guess what's still there because you've actually outgrown that system. You're actually meant for a whole different system and to function in a different way. And so they find once you choose your wholeness, it'll show you, it'll lead you there. You're following, you're listening. All the work I do is about your inner connection because it's not only regenerating your cells, they can be healthy liver cells instead of cancerous liver cells. It's regenerating your life that you say, whoa, you mean I could create a life where I can honor my well-being anytime, anywhere, and like I'm in flow. And yeah, and relationships that, yeah. And as soon as you start to choose it, the old foundation will be shaky. Not only are you like suffering burnout, you're like, no, I'm done. There's no possible way I'm going to continue to operate in this system. And you see something beyond it and the doors open and you walk through them. So it's not what people think, like, I'm just going to say screw it and leave and fine, I'll just sell my house. When you begin to vibrate of well-being, honor myself fully. Hey, body, how are you doing? I'm connecting within. you see the door and you walk through it. You will see things you didn't see before. So yeah, the mind's like, there's no way I won't be able to do it. I won't make money. Okay, just take a breath. You have to find the power pause because it changes your brain functioning and you see what's right in front of you and then you choose it.
Power in the pause. I love that. Yeah. Even yesterday for me, I was like, by the time the afternoon hit, I was kind of like, I was probably a little burnt out. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, because I was like trying to force, you know, some creativity out of me. I was like, it's not happening. I'm going to just go meditate for an hour. That felt so different. Just taking that pause and and admitting to myself, like, I'm feeling a little sluggish. I'm just going to stop, you know, instead of trying to force myself to do something that my body is like, I'm done. I'm done for the day, you know.
Week, right? Is like, if I'm taking care of myself, I can do what I wouldn't have been able to do in a year in one day. Like, and that's a very standard thing for me. I'm not bragging. I'm not exaggerating. Yep. It's how my system will work at this beautiful, amazing level of creation because I'm not driving, because I've chose beyond what was shown to me. Nope, you can't do that. Well, what else is possible? And the more you choose it and let in that new state, the more you see it, you step into it, and then your system functions in a whole different way. So what was impossible is possible.
Yes. I think I shared with you before we hit record, I did your one of your videos, which I love your website because you have so many great resources on there. But I did one of the tapping videos, which was so good. And one of the things I really liked was that as I was doing the tapping, it was like, and you even you addressed it at the very end, like, okay, but we're saying all these negative things. Aren't I just like continue to put negativity in? And it's not. Again, it is addressing it. Yes. Yes, I feel like crap today. Yes, I'm really worn out. You're like, da, da, da. But just the tapping alone, there's something so magical about that. I tend to forget about tapping, I'll admit. I started not tap dancing, y'all, which tapping, actually EFT, right? Yes. I learned about tapping. God, I cannot think of the guy's name right now. He was with Hay House.
Dawson Church.
No, gosh, I can't remember, but his book came out and he was kind of like one of the newbies in the tapping world, you know? And I was like, tapping, what's this? But I would do it. I'm like, wow, I actually.
Nick Wartner.
Yes. Nick Wartner. Yes, exactly. And, but it just, these tiny little things can make a difference and get your mind on the problem and off of it at the same time. You're kind of like you say, you're changing the dynamic of it.
You know what it is? You're telling the truth. So, you know, even the set you free, and this is also Buddhist as well. Like when you align with the truth, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You're just aligning with the truth. I'm not suppressing it. I'm not making it wrong. I'm not trying to fix it. I'm not hiding it. I'm not putting ice cream on top of poop and pretending. No, I'm just positive. All good. That's yes. And those belief systems are in the system hiding out, and what you resist persists. So if you call it out, there's no more resistance. Mm-hmm. All the ways I actually think I'm a total loser and I'll never make it. I'm just going to acknowledge this, but you're doing it as you're neutralizing your nervous system. When you tap, it feeds back to the amygdala, which is the fight or flight center. This is okay. Versus, I feel inadequate. Oh no, I'll never make it. Up all the physiology, inflammatory signals, literally developing cancer and disease as a result of that thought. But once you neutralize that thought, because it's not true, it has no power. So it doesn't have any creative power in your system. And once you've neutralized it, you are more powerful than that thought. So the thought has no power in your system and it's not a threat. And so you can stay in your power. You can stay in your creativity and really create like a whole new life.
I think it's important to remember that we are energy. You're changing the energy, right? Everything is energy. You're 99.99999% energy, right? So we're like, we have a tendency, we focus on the 0.00001% of the matter. But like, if you really just think of yourself as this little ball of energy, your thoughts are energy, your emotions are energy, then it's like, let the shit just flow And then you realize that as you let this stuff flow through you, that you flow better in life and things don't stay stuck to you. And which, as you know, like emotional trauma can bring on physical trauma in your body and disease.
Yes. That's what we've seen scientifically. Physical disease. So it's not going to, this isn't going to pertain to me. No. The body is constantly regenerating or creating the inflammation and physical disease. And so you have such a huge influence over all of that. And we will go more into this in the workshop to give you the tools and some of the science of like, wait a minute, what? Why is it working like that? How does my brain function determine what's going on in my body and my nervous system and immune system? There's so much great science to demonstrate this, but for me studying this for years and years, it was like, well, what do I do with that? How do I activate that? How do I, you know, turn on and ignite this life force and this wellspring of well-being? And that's really what I teach. We practice this when I work with people in the Embracing Health program. We actually like completely rewrite the system you're functioning from, your nervous system, your brain functioning, your belief system. Like, we're clearing that to align with the true template of who you are, which is not just another belief system. I'm powerful. Yeah. I can do anything. Or you're like, what's my vision? I don't know. It's actually a divine blueprint. You don't even have to create it. It's already in you. We just got to kind of neutralize all the stuff that's in the way. And we do that in the Embracing Health course with EFT tapping is a big part of it. And lots of really powerful tools that ignite your health. And so in the workshop, we'll get into some of those. The kickoff to this year's Embracing Health program, but I wanted to offer it for free to the world so people have more of an idea of what your real power is, how do you connect with it, and how do you release everything you're not that's sort of been in the way of that.
Yeah. I always talk about this on the show or mention it a few times, but like the Statue of David, right? When they asked Michelangelo, how did he carve the Statue of David? He's like, oh, easy. I just basically chiseled away at everything that was not the Statue of David, right? So that's what you're doing. You're carving all of that shit away and you're getting to your true essence. And I love what you said. It's not like you're having to create this. It's already there. You're just taking out all the noise, and then you're like, peace.
Yeah. It's here. Love it. I think the wealthiest person in the world is the one who's breathing the most fluidly and fully in the body.
Yes.
And yeah, when we do that, it brings in money and change and resources and beautiful, beautiful things, but it comes from the inside out. So many
even when you're at high altitude and you can't breathe. I hate that. So tell us, how can we join the workshop?
Yeah. So the workshop's at drkimd.com/workshop, drki/workshop. My website is Dr. Kim D. That's where, you know, we do share a weekly broadcast called Mind Body TV. My book, Be Your Own Healer, is coming out in the fall. But this is the hottest thing happening right now is Embracing Health course is starting. And this is where I work with people live over the course of a year. Your life will never be the same. Your physiology is different. Any of the obstacles you have your life dealing with, you can actually count on actually resolving them. You do not have to manage these things. Even if it's been like years and years of clinical depression or MS or, you know, some kind of like obscure diagnosis you don't even understand. I've had people, their immune system was strengthened. I've had for 10 years, Epstein-Barr virus, resolving MS, which can resolve stage 4 cancer. Yes. Like there are so many things your body has the ability to do. We've just got to let it do what it's designed to do and get everything else out of the way. So that's a great place to start at the workshop, which is free. You can register now. It's on May 16th. And for anybody who registers, you'll have access to the recording.
So let's see today. Well, when this airs, May 9th. So 10, 11,
12, a week.
Next Wednesday, right?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Yes. That's what I meant. And it's free.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. Well, I'll definitely put that in the show.
Your
notes.
People there. Give me a shout out. If you have,
I know. Yeah. You guys let her know. Let her know that you're a Midlife Makeover Show fan. I love it. Oh my God. This has been so good. You're like back the second time around and you'll have to come back again. I actually, I'll admit, this morning when I woke up and I was like, wait, who am I interviewing today? And I saw that it was you. And I was like, ooh, I mean, sounds crazy, but I actually love talking about this topic. I mean, because it's one of those things like, yes, it's brought, like you hear it a lot, but is it really, really being addressed in a good, solid way where people can heal from it once and for
all? Yeah, it's real. It's not woo-woo. There's a lot of hardcore science. I was a clinical physician in trauma and critical care as an ER board certified physician for years. I had this awareness before I went to medical school, which is part of why I wanted to go to medical school and become a doctor. And then I saw in the ER, even in true life or death situations, emergency, this was the most potent principle. Where am I functioning? Am I accessing my wisdom? Am I accessing my clarity? Do I know exactly what needs to happen when it needs to happen? Yeah, because of being connected within. So even in a true life or death emergency, like this was the power move. It wasn't like, well, yeah, that's nice when I get my shit hit. No, no, I've got to be disconnected and scrambling to make it work. It's like, no, 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 never.
Yeah. I love it. This is so good. So good.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you. I hope everything goes amazing with the workshop. I know it will because you're awesome.
Thank you, love.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad to you and love to all of your community. I look forward to it.
Everyone have a great day. Go sign up for her workshop.
Did this podcast inspire you, challenge you, trigger you to make a change, or spit out your coffee laughing? Good. Then there are three ways you can thank me. Number one, you can leave a written review of this podcast on Apple iTunes. Number two, you can take a screenshot of the episode and share it onto social media and tag me, Wendy Valentine. Number three, share it with another midlifer that needs a makeover. You know who I'm talking about. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Get out there and be bold, be free, be you.